Now I hand the conference over to Mr. Vikas Verma from EY LLP. Mr. Vikas, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Electrosteel Castings Limited, I welcome you all to the company's Quarter 1 FY25 Earnings Conference Call. To discuss the performance of the company and to answer the questions, we have with us from the management team, Mrs. Radha Kejriwal Agarwal, Whole-Time Director, Mr. Madhav Kejriwal, Whole-Time Director, Mr. Sunil Katyal, Whole-Time Director and CEO, Mr. Ashutosh Agarwal, Whole-Time Director and Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Gaurav Somani, General Manager, Finance. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to draw our attention to the fact that today's discussion may contain forward-looking statements that are subject to various risks, uncertainties, and other factors which will be beyond management control. We kindly request that you bear in mind there may be uncertainties when interpreting such statements. Please note that this conference is being recorded. We will now start the session with opening remarks from the management team. Afterwards, we will open the floor for an interactive Q&A session. I will now hand over the conference over to Mr. Sunil Katyal, Whole-Time Director and CEO, for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Vikas. A very good afternoon to all, and a warm welcome to Electrosteel Casting Q1 Financial Year 25 Earning Con-Call. The company has been able to sustain its growth trajectory in the first quarter of FY25, achieving a notable 18.9% year-on-year increase in consolidated revenue to ₹2,036 crores, driven by strong demand of TI pipes and fittings in water infrastructure projects in the domestic markets. The EBITDA of the company has surged remarkably to nearly 102% year-on-year basis to ₹378 crores in this quarter. This is on account of company's consistent focus on maintaining operational excellence and improving cost efficiency through economies of scale and other initiatives. We have repaid rupees 30 crores of debt during Q1 FY25, resulting into a net debt equity of 0.33 times during the quarter, thereby signifying the strength of our balance sheet. The company's DI pipe sales volume stood at 1.93 lakh tons in Q1 FY25. Export contributed 12% of this volume. Electrosteel Casting remains the preferred supplier of choice for major water infrastructure projects, thanks to our deep domain know-how, both in domestic and export market, and the resultant brand image. The ongoing CAPEX initiatives are progressively moving as planned to cater the growth demand of DI pipes, thanks to the government's Jal Jeevan Mission and Amrut 2.0 scheme. We plan to expand our production capacity to 1 million ton by the financial year 26 end. We are also in the process of acquiring land in Odisha for the upcoming greenfield DI pipe and fitting project. The project scale is currently under final stages on the drawing board. We will update the same to all of you and our analyst friends through the exchange filings. Thus, through judiciously planned expansion and execution process, Electrosteel Casting will continue to maintain its leadership stance in the domestic TI pipes and fittings industry, and as well as, I mean, hold its flag high in the export market. I would now like to hand over the floor to my colleague, Mr. Ashutosh Agarwal, the whole-time director and CFO, for taking you through the financial highlights.
Thank you, Katyalji. good afternoon and a warm welcome to all the investors present in Electro Steel Casting Q1 2025 earnings con calls. First of all, I'd like to brief you about the consolidated results of Q1 2025. The total income increased by 18.9% year-on-year to 2,036 crores due to robust domestic demand. EBITDA surged by 102% approximately year-on-year to rupees 378 crores, and the EBITDA margin expanded by 761 bps year-on-year to 18.5%, led by the economic of scale. PAT surged by 202% year-on-year to 226 crore. PAT margin expanded by 673 bps year-on-year to 11.1% during the quarter. Now about the standalone results for the Q1. The company sold 192,000 tons of DI pipe during this quarter. Total earned income grew by 21% year-on-year to 1,851 crores. EBITDA grew by 92% approximately year-on-year to 354 crores, and EBITDA margin expanded by 705 bps year-on-year to 19.1%, led by economy of scale coupled with operational excellency. PAT surged by 161% year-on-year to 212 crores, and the PAT margin expanded by 615 bps year-on-year to 11.5% during this quarter. About the CAPEX plan, highlights of updates on the CAPEX, the company ongoing CAPEX is approximately 700 crores, is in progress and as per the schedule. Company has spent nearly 410 crores till Q1 2025 financial year and target to enhance its overall DI pipe manufacturing capacity to 1 million ton in the year 2026. Now I shall open the floor for the question answer session. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and then one on your touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and then two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Mr. Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Your voice is echoing, sir.
Right now?
Hello?
Yes.
You're clear now. Please go ahead.
No, ma'am, I think there's a problem from your side.
Still there's an echo.
Yeah,
the echo is from your side, not from the client. No.
Okay, I'll just put my question. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Sir, still there's an echo. Just hold on. Hello, is the voice okay now?
Yes, I can. You are audible, ma'am, and there is no echo also.
Yeah. Mr. Saket, please go ahead.
I'm audible now, sir?
Yes.
He is loud and clear. I'm so sorry about that.
Not an issue. It was a telecom issue, so we hope that gets corrected with capex on that segment also. Sir, firstly, about the capex part, which Ashutosh ji articulated, about 411 crore. So, ye capex kis period mein spend hua hai, and how much more is left to be spent for this financial year?
Can I answer this question?
Yes, sir.
Last quarter, we have spent 390 crores, and in this quarter, we have spent 20 crores.
Okay. Aur, kya capacity augmentation hoga, sir, end of the year?
Isme kya 5.5 lakh ton ho jayega, and further 1 lakh ton will be next financial year in 2026.
So for the Kalahasti plant. Yes. So for the exit of FY25, we will be having 550 for the south unit, and what will be the capacity for our eastern unit?
Approximately 350.
350. Okay. So 9 lakh job that will be at the exit of FY25.
Correct.
Okay, so the, we will get the benefit of the enhanced 1 lakh capacity in phase manner for H2, or will that benefit will get percolated to the next year?
No, in fact, these facilities are expected to be commissioned by the end of third quarter. So part of the benefit definitely will start accruing from fourth quarter onwards.
Oh, okay, sir. And sir, when we look at the EBITDA number and also the raw material environment currently, so this EBITDA trajectory looks to be on a steady set of track, and these numbers look sustainable now, taking into account the major raw material price trends currently?
Yes, that's what looks like. Though there are some, fluctuations. Actually, the coal prices have a bit softened, but at the same time, the iron ore has had the upward trend in both Karnataka region as well as Odisha. So, but possibly, these will get netted off more or less, and we should be able to hold on to the trajectory.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Pinaki Banerjee from AUM Capital Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is that what my previous participant told that coking coal prices have been under pressure for some time now. So is that aiding in your margin growth for the current moment, and where do you see the trend going in future?
The coking coal prices have a bit softened in the last 2-3 months.
Okay.
So, it's very difficult as of now to really say how it is going to look like.
Okay.
In fact, there have been some fire in one of the major mines in Australia,
okay,
and also a bit of a lull in the steel market. And okay. China was also on the back foot. As a result of all this, in between, these coking coal prices have taken a downward impact.
Okay.
But now China has started getting back. So let's see, really. So, yeah.
So your final, your terms and contracts with your final customers, are there fixed price contracts, or do you have the option of renegotiating if the input price goes up?
Sir, close to 90 to 95% of our contracts are fixed priced.
Okay. So, if the prices go up, then you can have a relative disadvantage over there. Is my understanding correct, sir?
If the prices of the coal go up?
If the price raw materials prices go up?
Yes, along with a certain delay, obviously, because of stocks that we have for our existing order book.
Okay.
There will be an impact, but that similar trend is also playing in reverse, because we will then book orders for elevated raw material prices, and if the prices fall, then we will see an upsurge in the margin. So on a midterm to long term basis, you will see a streamlining of the margins.
Okay.
Sorry.
So actually, just now Mr. Ashutosh said that you have repaid about 30 crores of debt. So actually, what is your current debt and cash position now?
The current debt, long-term debt is around 489 crores.
Okay.
In the 30th June 2024.
Okay.
And the short-term is 1,367 crores.
Okay.
Total is 1,856 crores.
Okay,
but the net debt after deducting the cash available in the system is approximately 1,500 crores.
Okay, okay. Sir, and just second, excuse me, last question. It's just hypothetical one. Sir, actually now in the union budget, the finance minister has allocated about 16,000 crores for Telangana. So are you seeing any opportunity over there?
I think you mean Andhra Pradesh, sir.
Andhra Pradesh, sorry.
Yes, most definitely we will benefit from that, especially considering that our south plant, which is the bigger capacity one,
okay,
is in Andhra Pradesh itself.
Okay. Okay. Okay, sir. That's all from my end. Thanks and all the best for the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Radha from BNK Securities. Radha, please go ahead.
Congratulations on good results. So I wanted to understand that exports mix has come down in this quarter to 12%. So with increased capacity in place by after 3Q, how do you see the exports mix improving?
Sir, ma'am, sorry, with regard to the export, at this point, due to the robust demand in the domestic market, it's a decision that we've taken, keeping in mind margins, to reduce export. It's by design that this has taken place. Also, there are fluctuations in the ocean freight owing to various global affairs. So, it's not really an indicator of what will be happening on a long-term basis. We would like to increase our presence in the export market in tandem with the growth that we are seeing in our capacities.
Sir, I believe in the export market, the realizations are slightly better.
It usually is, madam, but as I mentioned, there have been some major upheavals in the transportation costs, which are going to be temporary in nature, and also there was good demand pull from the domestic market for this particular quarter being close to the election period. So that's the reason why we see this trend for that.
Okay, sir. Because of the lower supply in the exports market, recognition because the domestic demand was very good. So do you expect any loss in market share in the exports due to this?
As I mentioned earlier, ma'am, this is not a trend to be. This is not a trend for the long-term future. This is a momentary one. So, what you're saying would probably apply for a period of 6 months or so, nothing longer.
Okay. Secondly, another 75,000 tons capacity is expected to come from the Srikala plant for FY25. So out of this, how much are we planning to sell from this additional capacity in this year?
We would be selling most of it, ma'am. I don't think there will be any unsold capacity from the additional.
Mm-hmm. So can we do north of 8 lakh tons DI sales this year?
We will be hitting somewhere around the ballpark figure of 8.5 lakh tons this year. Hello?
Hello. This is the operator. Hello.
Yes, please.
The next question is from Kupet Johan from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers. There are two questions from my side. When you are saying about the demand, so from which region we are getting more demand? And my second question is on the land which we have acquired in Orissa. Can you give some highlight on that?
So I think it's a little, I'll start off by answering the second question first. It's a little early for me to throw any light on our plans in Odisha right now. So I shall refrain from that. In regard to the demand pull today, there is decent amount of work left almost all over the country. So there is no single state which is really pulling a lot of demand. There are ups and downs regard to due to seasonality or fund availability for that particular moment. So at times you will see a state pulling in more, but there is no really one location. I think Andhra is going to pick up for the near future. So that's going to be one market which we are optimistic about. And of course, Odisha, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, UP, these remain strong markets for us as well.
And what would be our volume on an annualized basis? If you can give some percentage or any ballpark number.
Volume, sale volume?
Yeah, sale volume.
Our sale volume will be around, as I mentioned earlier, would be around in the ballpark of 8.5 lakh tons for this financial year.
Okay. Okay, sir. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mr. Guneet Singh from Counter Cycle PMS. Please note, participants, please restrict themselves from asking two questions per participant. Mr. Guneet, please go ahead.
Yeah. So, sir, I would like to understand with our competitors and players across the board, India pipes coming up with capacities in FY26 and in the coming 2-3 years, I mean, do we see there to be any margin pressures in the future with respect to DI pipes? And do we expect the supply to outpace demand? Or how does the overall industry scenario in DI pipes looks like for the coming 2-3 years in terms of demand-supply dynamics?
So in the near term, I look at it as a positive with the increasing capacity in the industry, because at this moment there is a major gap between demand and supply, which causes this thought and mindset of changing pipe material. But with a strong domestic industry, we will only see the demand being pulled up. So it's a kind of cycle where if availability of material increases, so will the demand. That is one part of the equation. The other is that we are very far from installing even our first virgin infrastructure for water pipeline across the urban and the rural sectors. We've just about started with irrigation. So the next 5 years is quite a optimistic view.
Well, so what kind of discrepancy between demand and supply can you quantify the industry-wide number if possible?
We would be looking at a demand scenario of approximately 5 to 6 million tons over the next 5 years each year. And supply would be meeting this, I think, around the third or fourth year, so we have some time to go.
Thank you. The next line is from Mr. Avinash Nahata from Parami Financial Services. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can hear you. Please go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. I have two questions. I've been following the company for quite a long period of time. When we have spoken in the past, let's say last year, so we spoke about EBITDA per ton, and the management team has indicated that 11, 12, 13,000 should be the right way to look at it. If I look at last four quarters, it's an upward of 15, 16, 17, and this quarter was more than 18,000 EBITDA per ton. The product, the sales were 1,93,000 ton, right?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So my question is, two questions in the same thing. I mean, what has transpired in the last four quarters, which has seen what we used to do 10, 11, 12, and we are not doing 16,000, 17,000, 18,000 per ton in terms of EBITDA? And, I mean, what are the key reasons from both from demand-supply perspective, if you can tell us? And second is, what is the sustainable number? I had asked this question last year also when you guys said 11, 12 is a good enough number to carry. Yeah.
I think last year the reason for those numbers were because we didn't want to overcommit. I do agree on the fact that it was probably not envisaged that we will see such a jump in the overall margins, although now that we study the reasons, it seems like those reasons are going to be valid for the foreseeable future. So saying that, I think being around these margin numbers is pretty much valid. The reasons are largely demand and supply related. The numbers, as I've mentioned just a while ago, was that there's a gap of around a million to a million and a half at this moment between the demand and supply, which will take some time to narrow down. It's largely related to that. There have been some unlocking of efficiencies that we've seen as we've expanded. Of course, there's also the matter of economies of scale that adds to the equation.
Hello.
Hello, Avinash. Can you hear us?
Yeah, yeah. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, I mean, two questions again from my side is, one is, we were running our plants at full capacity earlier also. I mean,
yes.
Second, from the demand side, when you are saying 1 million ton, there is a gap of 1 million ton. So that gap existed 1 year back also, 2 year back also.
I would not say that the same gap remained 1 year back and 2 years back as well. The demand scenario has been picking up. The avenues for the demand pull have also increased by way of irrigation starting to pick up and Amrut expenditure starting as well. The other aspect in regard to our full utilization of plant, we have obviously made some improvements in the overall equipment, and that really helps you hit better efficiencies. You see, it is not a pro rata jump in your efficiency when you go from a certain size of equipment to a much bigger size. So that comes into play. Half a million ton steel plant and a 1 million ton both running at full capacities will not have the same performance indexes.
Okay, are you saying that 15,000 rupiah per ton is maintainable? Maybe 18,000-19,000 is on the higher side, but 15,000 is maintainable according to you over the next, whatever foreseeable future you can look at?
Yes, please.
And what was the export number we did in terms of tonnage?
We sold around 24,000 tons.
Thank you. Thanks a lot and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. Please note, participant, please restrict your questions to two per person. Next question is from the line of Mr. Jojo Shahaju from Alpha Invesco Research Services. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. So most of my question is already answered. So just two questions from my side. One is on the exports. So exports volume, as you mentioned, came down to 12%. And if I look back, it was around 20% in the Q1 of last year, last financial year. So just want to check, what is the outlook on the export market? And if you can specifically talk about Europe and Middle East market.
Well, the demand in Europe and Middle East are very much stable. In fact, in the Middle East, there is an upswing in demand. Europe has seen a very temporary downswing that's more seasonal. And also, there were a lot of elections going on this year. So, a bit of a slowdown owing to that account. In regard to our percentage of share for export, because of the fluctuations in the ocean freight, there was a bit of a downturn in this quarter. I don't think that this trend will maintain for too long. We are seeing trends for us to maintain the 20% export contribution.
Okay, sir. And how about the U.S. market doing for us? What is the outlook over there?
The U.S. market is very protectionist in nature, and it has its own difference in material type, which is one of the reasons why it cannot be completely capitalized by an outsider, and it also has a very strong indigenous manufacturing ecosystem. So owing to that, we don't see the U.S. Being a market where we can exponentially grow, but we will maintain our existing hold.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mr. Bharat Seth from Quest Investment. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Am I? Yeah. My question is, we wanted to work on to improve the contribution from joint business, so which can help us, which is a higher EBITDA margin. So can you give how the trend is and currently what is the contribution and what was in past and where do we see in couple of years?
I'm sorry, sir. You'll have to elaborate a bit on that question, please.
See, we have two products, joints and the pipes, correct?
Okay, joints. Sorry, I didn't quite get that.
Okay.
At this moment, we have been continuously expanding our capacity for fittings. I think that is what you're referring to.
Correct, yeah, fittings, correct.
So, we are looking at having an installed capacity of 24,000 tons. Even for the greenfield project of Odisha, there are plans at this moment to see if we can expand it. Of course, nothing is concrete. We are hopeful that we maintain the contribution of fittings at around 5 to 10%, and going forward, I think that will be quite a that will be a good value add for us. You can say a cherry on cake scenario.
Okay. So currently it is in what range and where do we see in 25 and 26?
So it contributes around 4 to 5% at this moment.
Okay. And we want to take it to 10% in 2 years' time?
I'm sorry, sir?
In 2 years' time, we want to take it to 10%?
Somewhere between 5 to 10.
Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Dipesh Sancheti from Manya Finance. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to know, the capacity utilization is 100%, right?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So what is the raw material mix? How much of the raw material, like how much iron ore and how much is the coal, does that affect our raw material prices in terms of percentage?
As a percentage, the coal prices are around 52%, and iron ore is around 26-27%.
26-27%. Okay. And what is the order book right now?
We have approximately 11 months of order book.
11 months. And with the increased capacity, are we looking, I mean, how much is the order book is from exports and from domestic?
I'm sorry? How much of the order book is from export? And we approximately 15% would be from export and the remainder from domestic.
Okay. And I know you get this question, but any update on the money from JSW?
So being an election quarter, there was a lot of lull on that front, to be very frank.
Okay. So, okay, there was a bit lull, but now with the government coming, the same government coming again, do we expect that this will expedite?
I've been wrong in my assessment of this in the past. I'm still optimistic because it's moving in the right direction, but it's a little slower than what we expected. So I think it's best if I don't give any timelines at this point.
Right. But there has been no advancement or anything, nothing in this quarter at least.
From the last con call, no, sir. There have not really been any advancements. At the same time, it's not going back either. So there's nothing negative.
Okay, so we are hopeful. Now, just wanted to understand with our Orissa expansion and other state expansion, how does the change of government affect our expansion plans? Or, do we get orders from state government or from, directly from central government? How is it?
The orders are coming in from the state government, but I think both the past and the current government are quite efficient and focused towards the infrastructure development. So I don't see any change in stance over there.
Okay. So with the Maharashtra elections or any other elections coming in for the future also, we don't see any change of, a big change?
Not at all. I'm of the view that now every government has realized that infrastructure development is a core part of what is required to be done. And I find that focus is there. Water is also a very essential, probably the top one or two points for what's in focus. So I don't see any real impact coming in due to the government change. There might be a slowdown due to fund allocation for a temporary period, but nothing more.
Okay. And just wanted to understand this JSW matter. Is it stuck with the central government, right? Which ministry is generally involved in this?
It's the Ministry of Coal, please.
Ministry of Coal. Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. All the very best. And we are hopeful that you'll get the money soon.
Thank you for that. You're very hopeful too, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone phone. Next question is from the line of Radha from BNK Securities. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, sir. Thanks again. Sir, your guidance of 8.5 lakh tons of volume, does it include fittings in cast iron pipes, or this is purely DI pipe?
These are just the ductile iron pipe figures, ma'am.
Okay. How much are we expecting to do in fittings and cast iron?
Approximately 36,000 tons in cast iron and 22 to 24,000 tons in fittings.
24,000 in FY25.
Yes, please.
Secondly, sir, in this quarter, could you give us a number for fittings and the cast iron pipes and the similar number for last year first quarter?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that question? It was a little soft on this part, on this side.
Yes, sir. So I wanted to know the sales volumes of DI fittings and cast iron for this quarter as well as for last year first quarter.
In fittings, we sold 4,100 tons in this quarter.
Okay.
And last year, year on year, last year, same quarter, it was 3,900 tons. PA pipes,
okay,
we sold around 9,300 tons.
Okay.
And in the previous year quarter, it was 5,000 tons.
Okay. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Siddhant of AVS Equinest. Please, Equinvest, please go ahead, sir.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
So my question, part of my question was answered only, I was asking regarding the margin, the EBITDA margin. We had discussed previously that, 18,000 per ton is the best scenario. So can we expect this for the entire financial year? Only, like, there were some specifications, like, it was only specific to quarters and performance.
We are optimistic to have these tailwinds stay for the entire year, in fact, for the remaining 3 to 5 years. So, to answer your question, yes, of course, I can't give you a specific number on the percentage, sir.
Mm-hmm. But can we do 18,000 per ton scenario for this financial year, huh? Because realistically, I'm thinking about that on a year-on-year basis, we sell around 8 lakh tons. So based on that number, like, can I come up with that expectation?
So, as I mentioned, it's a little difficult to give you a specific number, but we will be in the ballpark of this, yes.
Okay. Another question is regarding the payment side of structure, because most of our orders are from the government directly. So how does the payment structure, how is that, is it structured well in advance and or is it like, you know, there's a difference in the...
No, so domestic part, majority of our orders come in from EPC contractors. It's private companies. They in turn have their linkage with the government. At times when, as it was asked previously in this con call, when there's a government change, sometimes there's a bit of a slowdown from the government to the EPC contractor. Thus in turn it comes down to us as well. But for around 85% of our order book, which is through EPC contractors, it's all backed up by LCs, bank guarantees or advance payments.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and then one on your touchtone phone. Ladies and gentlemen, the next question is from the line of Mr. Surendra Kemka, individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. क्या मुझे सुन पा रहे हैं?
हाँ जी.
मेरा नाम सुंदर चंपा है, मैं इंडिविजुअल इन्वेस्टर हूँ. सर जी, आपका जो प्लांट अपना करीबन एक महीना बंद रहा था जनवरी महीना में, मैंने ये प्लांट अपना वो था ना, क्या नाम है, मेंटेनेंस में था.
हाँ.
तो उसके बाद भी सेल फिगर सेम आया सर जी, 2039-2036 तोड़ गए हैं और आपने EBITDA मार्जिन भी बढ़ाया है.
सर, जो हमारा शटडाउन हुआ था वो जनवरी महीने के वो जनवरी पूरे महीने नहीं चला था और जो हमारे सेल्स फिगर्स हैं अगर आप देखें तो ऑल्दो द नंबर्स आर समवॉट सिमिलर, आर मार्जिन्स हैव गॉन स्लाइटली हायर.
डेढ़ परसेंट बड़ा मार्जिन.
हाँ जी. सो ये जो इम्पैक्ट आया है वो लार्जली बिकॉज ऑफ इम्प्रूवमेंट ऑफ
नहीं, मेरा कहने का मतलब दूसरा था. मेरा कहने का मतलब था कि जनवरी में मार्च क्वार्टर में प्लांट शटडाउन हुआ, तो अपना इसमें तो शटडाउन हुआ नहीं इस क्वार्टर में, और तब तो सेल ज्यादा आना चाहिए था ना, या कोई अपना टन वाइज अपना माल प्रोडक्शन कम हुआ क्या, बढ़ना चाहिए ना. बात मेरे समझ रहे आप, क्वार्टर फोर्थ क्वार्टर में प्लांट करीबन 15-20 दिन बंद था जनवरी से लेके मार्च में.
सर, जो व्हेन यू आर कमिंग आउट ऑफ द एक्सपेंशन, इट टेक सम टाइम टू रैंप अप द प्रोडक्शन, सो दैट इज द रीजन व्हाई द टोटल टनेज इज वेयर इट इज, प्लस ओइंग टू द सीजनलिटी फैक्टर ऑफ इट ऑफ लार्जली हीट. you know, there is some minor inefficiencies that come in the first quarter.
Yeah. अच्छा ये अपना वैसे मैं आसाम से हूँ सर आसाम साइड में अपना इलेक्ट्रोस्टील मतलब प्रीमियम ही बिकता प्रीमियम ही प्राइस अपना हेलो अपना प्रीमियम ब्रांड है आसाम साइड में नॉर्थ ईस्ट साइड में और अपना प्लांट दुर्गापुर से अपना प्लांट दुर्गापुर में ना सर जी बंगाल में है ना
हाँ जी पर दुर्गापुर में नहीं है
अच्छा बंगाल में
हाँ जी एक प्लांट बंगाल में है एक प्लांट साउथ में
हाँ तो अपना मैंने देखा है जगह अपना प्राइस प्रीमियम ही रहता है उस और आपने मार्जिन 18-18.5% के लिए कुछ थोड़ी किसे कुछ कस्टमर मैंने अपने कंपटीशन में चले जाते हैं ड्यू टू हायर प्राइस ड्यू टू प्रीमियम प्राइस और ऐसे ऑर्डर है ठीक है अपना ये जो ऑर्डर डिलीवरी टाइम 2-3 months लेगिंग है लेकिन अपना कुछ कुछ प्राइस जैसे मार्जिन बढ़ा लिया आपने अपना सेल भी इफेक्ट हो रहा है थोड़ा सा मेरे को लगता है कि अपने पास सफिशियंट सेल है कि अपना कोई बात नहीं प्रीमियम में बेच रहे हैं दो है ना कि अपना प्रीमियम में बेचेंगे
सर हमारा सबसे पुराना ब्रांड है इलेक्ट्रो स्टील आज के दिन डिमांड बहुत है सारे लोगों का टनेज बिकने के लिए तो हम प्रीमियम कमांड करते हैं उस कारण
थैंक यू Next question is from the line of Mr. Rajesh Bhandari from Nakoda Engineers. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations for the good numbers. Hello.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, sir, I wanted to know this electro steel that mining thing was there. Have we received the payment money?
So it was in the electrosteel casting company that the coal mine was present. And this has been recently allocated, not recently, but it's been some time since JSW has been allocated the mine.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, the processes that lead up to the finalization of the value are still going on.
Okay.
So, although things have been moving on the right track, there is no real firm date as to when we can see this materialize.
What is the expected amount, sir?
Abhi tak to ji, as per value on our books, chal raha hai. Thoda
acha. Value on books, kya hai, sir?
1258 crores.
Oh, 1258. Achha, sir, dusra main dekh raha tha, apne paas debt karib approximately 160 crores interest aa jata hai us pe. To, to kyun, aajkal to QIP ka to sir fashion chala hua hai. Jisko dekhe QIP le raha hai, to we are a established company. Apan kyun nahi QIP ke baare mein sochte hai, sir?
जी हमारे को सस्टेनेबल लेवल लग रही है ज्यादातर जो डेट है वो आप देखेंगे अगर तो वर्किंग कैपिटल रिलेटेड है टर्म लोन डेट हमारा काफी वेल टेकन केयर ऑफ है इस ट्रेंड को देखते हुए हमें लग नहीं रहा कि हमें QIP की जरूरत है अभी
अच्छा सर एक छोटे मुंह बड़ी बात बोल रहा हूँ मैं अभी तो जैसे ब्लैक रॉक इज योर शेयर होल्डर
हाँ जी
विच इज ए 8 trillion वाला है सर तो उसके नाम से तो QIP भीड़ लग जाएगी सर
थैंक यू फॉर योर सजेशन सर वी शैल टेक दैट इनटू कंसिडरेशन
थैंक यू नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ राधा फ्रॉम BNK सिक्योरिटीज प्लीज गो अहेड
सर हाय थैंक्स अगेन सर वांटेड टू अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज द एवरेज कॉस्ट ऑफ coking coal in the for this quarter and with respect to that what is the inventory that they are holding and coking coal cost for the inventory that they are holding
ma'am I think that's too detailed an answer to provide
okay sir could you tell me what is the how many months of inventory are we holding for as of now
Around 4.5 months.
Okay. So secondly, this acquisition that we are about to do for the Singardo, there we have planned to expand in the overseas region. Could you explain? So, could you explain what is the opportunity size that we are looking at?
So, ma'am, the thought behind Singapore is that with our growing capacity, markets which we have earlier avoided due to China's influence, the Southeast Asian market of Vietnam, Thailand, we would like to start exploring that. We've become more competitive on the pricing front with the Chinese. So we thought that Singapore is the best place to be for these markets as a hub. This opportunity came in front of us, so it was best to capitalize it.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mr. Saket Kapoor. Kapoor and Company, please go ahead.
Yeah. I'm audible, sir.
Yes, please go ahead.
Sir, firstly, if you could explain me what led to this increase in our consolidated profit this time. When we look at our turnover, that has risen from 1832 crore for standalone to 2012 crore approx for console, whereas the raw material consumption is similar, the same amount. If we keep the console and the standalone numbers, the material consumption is same. So if you could just explain, and I think this is the first quarter wherein we are seeing these higher amounts of profit at console levels. Earlier, console levels used to report lower profit. So if you could just explain any exceptional part for this quarter or the...
So, sir, as per the accounting norms, because of the lower export from India, the stock build-up at the subsidiaries are lower. Thus, there's an amplifying effect of the sales both here and in the subsidiaries, which was erstwhile replenished by new stock from India. And we would have to reduce that from the standalone numbers. As per the accounting norm earlier, is bar kam hua hai export, to us karan se wo negation wala factor nahi aaya hai.
Thank you, sir. I now hand the conference over to the management of Electro Steel Castings Limited for their closing comments.
I would like to thank everybody for taking out their valuable time and listening to us patiently at the end of this very interactive call. I would like to reinstate that the company continues to grow along with maintaining its balance sheet strength and further is well positioned to benefit from the growing water infra spending. In case of any query, please feel free to connect with EY or IR consultants. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Electro Steel Casting Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you so much.